The aviation industry currently employs less than 20% women, and female commercial pilots only represent 5% of the industry total in Canada. To address this imbalance, the Moose Jaw Municipal Airport Authority is announcing the upcoming Elevate Aviation Program. The goal of the Elevate Aviation Program is to introduce more women to the aviation industry, and it seeks to promote a wide range of rewarding career opportunities within the industry. With a focus on women from the ages of 12 to 18 who are preparing to enter the workforce, Elevate Aviation will take place May 31 at the Moose Jaw Municipal Airport, starting at a time and location yet to be announced. Everyone is welcome to attend the free workshop, and because it will take place through the morning and afternoon, lunch will be provided courtesy of the airport staff. The opportunity will also allow guests to meet industry professionals and learn more about the career opportunities that appeal most to them, or perhaps discover options they never knew existed. We will have speakers, we'll do some tours, there will be a static display of aircraft, and, it will be possible, to have some discovery flights, said Laura Lawrence, vice chair of the Moose Jaw Municipal Airport Authority. Lawrence is also a commercial pilot and has flown for Provincial Airways, which has provided her with first-hand insights into the industry from a woman's perspective. What I liked the most about it was every day when I was an air application pilot, every day, was different. You're never doing the exact same thing. She said the job involves working as part of a team, but it also helps develop a strong sense of self-reliance and independence. These skills are also applicable for day-to-day life. The Elevate Aviation Program is available to aspiring young women all across Canada. After the program administrators reached out to the Moose Jaw Municipal Airport Authority with the hope of holding the program in Moose Jaw this spring, Lawrence agreed without hesitation. Although the program is still in its planning stages, Lawrence said the morning will be spent at the municipal airport, and then guests will be bused out to 15 Wing Moose Jaw for the afternoon. 15 Wing is opening their doors as well to Elevate Aviation, which is really exciting. To facilitate the afternoon trip to Moose Jaw's military base, Lawrence said participants will only need to get dropped off at the municipal airport in the morning. Transportation will be provided by the municipal airport throughout the day. I think if you go back very far, there have been a lot of amazing women who have broken barriers in aviation, Lawrence said. But it was just one of those things that was kind of only set aside for men. Lawrence said that women today have these pioneering female pilots and support staff to thank for the opportunities that now exist, and all that remains is to promote the entry of more women in aviation. There have been barriers for women in the past, and maybe it's something men have felt that women can't do. We're still working toward bettering that, she added. Women and girls can do absolutely anything in aviation that they want. Representatives of the municipal airport will be reaching out to high school classrooms in the coming weeks and will provide an information package with further program details. For the latest information on developing program details or to contact the Moose Jaw Municipal Airport Authority, visit cjs4.ca or email info@mjmaa.ca. For more information about Elevate Aviation, visit elevateaviation.ca. The Moose Jaw Municipal Airport is located 14.8 kilometers northeast of downtown Moose Jaw and can be accessed by Highway 301 North. Even if you think you're not interested in aviation, you should still come out and see it. I think it's going to pique your interest, she said. I think it's a fantastic career path for anyone.